This is an Adapt Publishing soundbite.
In order to face your assortment of problems, it may take more than you're accustomed to doing to solve them. In the words of Martin Luther King, the ultimate measure of a man or a woman is not where he or she stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he or she stands at the times of challenge and controversy. These words remind us that there are times in life where we must take a stand, when we must act in ways that are greater than we have before, where we take on our challenges, where we make more of our lives than we have before. Let's bring the course back to you. In considering working or going back to work, what's ahead for you? Are there changes or difficulties or stresses that you anticipate that would require some adjustment on your part? Look ahead. What are the potential problems you face? What demands will be placed on you? Can you be flexible? Can you adjust your schedules or priorities or routines to better meet the demands of your situation? What are your expectations for what could happen if you're working and when you're working? What could happen? What delays or setbacks or foul-ups could happen? Do you have a support system that could help you with transportation or children or any other difficulties that could arise for you? Focus on workability and adaptability, and you can prepare for what's ahead. But what is ahead? Take the time now to identify 4 or 5 of the most significant problems that you may face. Problems could include difficulties with transportation or finding work or dealing with personal issues you may have. Perhaps you feel you have a lack of education or you're too young or too old to find the work you want to do. Perhaps you've had a bad work history or no work history. Perhaps you've had a bad temper in the past or other problems that have kept you from working the kind of jobs that you really want to work on. It may be that the only jobs right now that are available for you is the kind of work you just don't want to do. You may not have the clothes to go back to work or an appearance that is appropriate for the workplace. What are your problems? Use this exercise now to make a list of 4 or 5 of the most significant problems that you must face. Writing down your problems is the first step to solving them. Next, we'll work on finding solutions to problems, and we'll come back to these problems to see what solutions you could create to clear your path for a successful future. Let's consider a sample list or examples of typical problems that people may have regarding work. Problem 1. My child gets sick a lot, and I don't have anyone to take care of him when he can't go to school or daycare. Problem number 2 is my car is falling apart, and I don't have the money to get it fixed, and I don't live near a bus line. Problem 3, I really don't have the clothes to dress for a good job or even for an interview. Problem 4, I know myself, I'm late a lot. I have a very hard time waking up in the morning. I'm a night person, but I need to work during the day. These are an example of the kinds of problems I'm asking you to identify. Use the exercise to make your list. We are about to bring our work on problem solving home to you so that you can use what we've been discovering and working on to solve your problems. Now remember, finding solutions to problems may require you to adjust your thinking, your actions, your power. Difficult times call for solutions that are courageous and wise and sometimes inspiring. Use everything you know. Bring your intelligence and creativity to bear on your problems. And look for solutions. Look for solutions that you believe could best help your situation. Go back for a moment and look over the problems you listed earlier. And for each of those problems, use this form here to describe the solutions that you can imagine, that you can think of, that you could create that would solve that problem for you right now. Take your time. Think about the problems. Look for the solutions. Look for the opportunities in the problems and write down for yourself what you think you could do to solve the problems that you face right now. Looking back to the problems that we identified as examples of problems that people face, we also worked on looking at solutions to those kinds of problems. The first problem we identified was my child gets sick a lot. If you do have a child with special needs or recurring illness, you may have to make special arrangements to care for your child when this happens. Check and see if there's a sick baby daycare in your area, or if there are neighbors or friends or family that could help you if your child gets sick. You may have to go out and line people up before your child gets sick in order to have that support when you need it. Perhaps you could work out a flexible schedule at work in case you need to miss time with your child. But anticipating this problem can help you communicate, get support, let people know what you're dealing with, and clue them on your team. Creating a great support system can help you through a lot of difficulties and can keep you on your job even when stuff happens. The second problem we identified was, my car is falling apart and I have no money to get it fixed. Well, in this case, try to work out a deal or a trade with someone who can fix your car cheap. Perhaps someone you could barter with. Maybe there's a mechanic you know, or someone you know who knows a mechanic that would love your help with some house cleaning or a few home-cooked meals. Or maybe you could work out a ride sharing until you get some money together to get your car fixed. There's probably someone at work who would love to share the gas costs with you. If there's a bus line somewhere nearby, maybe you could ride your bike to the bus line. Again, you can ask everyone in your network to help you out until you get it together to get a car or to get the one you have fixed. The third problem we identified is really a pretty easy one. The solution to, I don't have the clothes. Well, you may be surprised to know that there is an agency or a program in your area that may help people who are getting back to work, who are wanting to upgrade their work, dress for success. You may check through your workforce center if such an agency or program exists. You may be able to check out secondhand shops for nice clothes. Or you could ask your circle or barter for some clothes that they may have or could share with you or give you to help you get a good job or to succeed on the job that you have. There are always people that want to help. It may be new to ask, but enrolling a team is often a key to finding the resources, solutions, and breakthroughs that is the result of good problem solving. Problem 4. I'm late a lot. I have a hard time waking up. To solve this problem requires an upgrade in your relationship with work and responsibility. It may start by setting 3 alarm clocks spread around so you have to get out of bed to turn them all off, or having someone from work call you every morning to make sure that you're up. Basically, when you take on a job, you have to make it important to you. Important enough to make sure you're there on time and that you get your rest and that you can do a good job. It is so much easier to be 15 minutes early than 1 minute late. It really is an upgrading of personal maturity and responsibility, of integrity. It is within every one of us to choose to take on a job in a way that is strong and mature and solid. We're adults. Adults make the most out of their work. Adults can wake up in the morning and get a job done. How have you done on your own problem solving? I invite you to take part in the following activity, brainstorming. See, many people have problems that there are no easy solutions to, at least none that are apparent or easy. This exercise invites you to include as many minds as possible and to give you practice on asking people on their ideas and advice and tips as to how you may be able to solve your problems. Experience has shown that the group mind is always more thoughtful and creative and resourceful than any individual. So this exercise asks you to take your problems to as many other people as you can and find even more possible solutions than you might have come up with on your own. So refer back to your list of problems and add any potential problems or other difficulties that you may have thought about while you've been working on these. And either with the group or individually, talk to as many people as you can about the problems you face and ask if they have any ideas as to how you may best solve your problems. Try to talk to at least 8 different people and collect as many ideas as you can. When you ask people for their ideas, practice being very gracious, appreciative, and accepting of the ideas that they offer you. Do not argue with them. Simply listen to whatever they have to say. You can sort out what's most useful to you later. This is an exercise in brainstorming, so no ideas off limits. So see if you can better address some of the problems you face by including some of the ideas that you gather by including others in helping you solve your problems. So look for ways that other people's ideas can be helpful to you and do your very best to create real solutions to the problems you face. So now that you're becoming skilled at solving problems, let's have some more fun in taking on some problems that could come up at work. Here are a few more problems to consider. Take a look at each one and decide how would you handle the situation. You may want to write down your solutions or discuss these situations with others. It's actually very interesting to ponder, what would you do if? What would you do if you'd been asked to call Mr. Jones and schedule a meeting for next week, but his secretary is out sick and no one answers? What would you do? What would you do if your equipment is down and you're not able to perform your regularly assigned tasks? What would you do? What would you do if you've been working with a teammate on a project and now he seems to have developed an attitude and doesn't want to work with you? What do you do? What would you do if the deadlines on a project have changed again, and you thought the first deadline was too tight, now the completion date's near impossible, but it's critical to the company? What would you do? What would you do if you've been asked to fill in for an employee who is out on an extended medical leave, and you've never performed the job before and you're uncertain what needs to be done? What do you do? What do you do if you've been sent to a local office supply store to purchase office supplies needed for a special company meeting, and while there you see some supplies that your son needed for school? What do you do? What do you do if your coworker took a sick day and left you alone last month to complete a difficult project, and next week is your birthday and you've planned a short vacation? However, you and this coworker have another critical deadline to meet. What would you do? What would you do if you saved the company from a sizable expense with your recent idea, but you receive no recognition for your idea, and you have another great idea that will result in even greater savings to the company? What do you do? What do you do if there is rumbling brewing in the office between two of your coworkers, and the tension is getting worse and worse, and it's starting to affect the quality of the team's work? One is even threatening to sabotage the other's work. What do you do? What do you do if your newly appointed manager, who is new to the company and to your department, has expressed dissatisfaction with some of your work and had insisted that you improve? You never had a problem with your work, and in fact have always been commended by your prior management for outstanding performance. What do you do? Now, these are the kinds of questions that people really do experience at work, where there's no easy right or wrong answers. What do you think about, though? What do you do with these kinds of situations, though, and others that could come up at work? What are the best possible ways to address these kinds of problems? We're not giving you the answers here. There are no clear-cut right or wrong answers, but you have to think through with problem-solving strategies, maybe using some of those that were presented, so that you can think of how you would face difficult situations so that you are successful and deal with each situation appropriately, wisely, and effectively.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.